The latest funding to be announced is called SCAP, which is the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership. Every province has its own deal, and Alberta finally announced what they're doing. I will cover this funding and how it's relevant to your farm, what you might be able to get from it, and how I can help you to receive this funding. Stay tuned. Welcome to Plants Dig Soil, the podcast that supports my consulting business of the same name. I focus on realistic regen ag. This means it has to be proven and profitable, benefiting farmers now and in the future. The podcast is free, but if you want to go a little deeper, I encourage you to check out the community and the online course. The links will be in the description. If you farm in Alberta, Canada, I can help you with funding that can help you to try new practices on your farm. In many cases, the cost of my consulting can be included in the application. Consulting packages start from a simple Q&A to full farm planning. Pricing reflects the independent structure of the business. You pay for the advice, and that's it. I do not sell products. I'll recommend them where I see them fit, but I make no money from your use of anything that I recommend. We can work remotely or in person, or a combination of the two. You're not tied to long-term commitments. I give you everything, and you're free to implement on your own or with another company. Of course, I always love to work with people over the long term. So very broadly speaking, this is a federal program from the Government of Canada, and it covers just about everything you can think of with agriculture. It doesn't apply directly to your farm, but there are things like an agri-marketing program, agri-competitiveness, agri-innovate. There's science and research programs. And there are a lot of things in here that are more at the broader, larger scale. So I'll put the link into the overall program and you can take a look at it here. What is going to be mostly relevant to agricultural producers in Alberta is the cost-shared programs that are in a partnership with the province. So they have them in all the different provinces. I'm based in Alberta and I can help Alberta farmers mostly with this. I can help you if you're in other areas of Canada, but just get a hold of me and either I can help you or I can find an agrologist or an agronomist that is more suited to your particular area. So let's get into the Alberta program. So at a very broad level in Alberta, there are things that are maybe not necessarily applicable to many farms, but I'm just going to touch on them. There's emerging opportunities that can help organizations that want to get their products out into the world. There is a value-added stream if you're looking at either doing on-farm processing or you are a processor and you want to do more product upgrades on your farm. So those are ones, if you're interested in those, get a hold of me, but I'm not going to talk about them too much because I think what is going to be most applicable to farmers are the ones that help directly on the farm. So I'm going to start out with some of the smaller ones and then I'm going to end with one of the bigger ones that covers a lot of the stuff. There is a farm technology program, and this is where if you're getting into any type of, or if you're thinking of any type of technology, it could be sensors, or I even saw on there the new systems that can go onto sprayers and find the weeds and only spray them. Just anything you can think of, get a hold of me or take a look at it because it might apply. Grain handling is another one. If you're looking at any types of changes in your grain handling or you want something to increase the efficiency, that's what it's about. But again, if there's anything you can think of or anything you're planning on, I would check it out before you do anything because you might be able to get money from it. There's a small little one that I was going to mention. It's in the farm technology, is even security on your farm if you're putting in cameras or sensors or stuff to keep your farm more secure. You can get money for that. Now, for anybody who is in irrigation, there is a water stream that can help you with irrigation practices, and it can also help for anybody that is looking at putting in water systems for cattle. So I'm going to go into that one in a little more detail in the next section. So let's start out with the irrigation side. This is a program that I think has been around for a while and is being renewed. And I have had producers get a fair amount of money from this. So this is an important one if you're in irrigation. If you're upgrading your pivot from a high pressure system, if you're looking at subsurface drip irrigation systems, or if you're even just looking at upgrading your pivot or changing your nozzle package or trying to do anything efficient wise, when especially looking at sprinklers, they have pumps and modifications, even the control panels. Or if you're getting into variable rate irrigation, there are funding opportunities to get some of these costs paid for. And in some of the cases, it's the entire cost up to a certain maximum, but you can get a fair amount. So definitely get a hold of me or check it out on your own. Now, the other side of the water program is to develop water either for irrigation or for animal use. This one, there are all kinds of things, and I don't want to get into it all, but if you're thinking of doing anything with water, check this out first, because it can help you with wells, dugouts, even some of the pipelines. And as I said, even for irrigation development, and where it will really help with the cattle producers is if you're needing new water spaces or water systems to be able to develop rotational grazing or grazing in an area where you normally can't do. There's a lot of incentives here to do it. Also kind of an interesting one that I noticed on it is that if you have wells or old systems and you want to decommission them, there is funding to try to get those taken care of in a proper way. There's a small thing here on wetlands, but I'm going to cover that as well. That fits more into one of the other major programs. So, and on that note, if you have any wetlands, or if you want to enhance them or protect them or do anything with wetlands on your farm, there are a lot of incentives in this funding for it. So I will get to that in the next section. So this is where I'm going to spend the rest of the time on the podcast, is on this particular part of the program, which I think is going to be most relevant to any of you that are interested in regenerative agriculture or trying out some new practices on your farm. So the acronym is RALP, which is Resilient Agriculture Landscape Program, and it supports BMPs, which are Beneficial Management Practices. So they can fit, there are 4 different larger categories and there's 12 different subcategories. And I'm not going to go into them in extreme detail in this, because I don't think that's the point of this podcast. I want to introduce you to the idea so that you have something to think about as you are looking at things you want to do on the farm, and then you can get into the details later. So the major divisions are pasture management, cropland conversion, tree establishment, and wetlands. So I'm going to start out with the pasture management. And I should mention, with all of these RALP programs, the cost of my services can be applied for within the program. So either all of it or a portion of it can be covered in this. So this is where, first of all, having my help or the help of a professional agrologist or certified crop advisor is going to help you be more successful in this. But it also can help you, or it also can be covered, so you can get the services and have the fees covered. So riparian area management, and this is where people that have been looking at fencing or have been asking me about fencing, it's not covered much in the OFCAF, which is the On-Farm Climate Action Fund program. It's only covered for internal divisions, but this one can cover a lot of different fencing opportunities. So this one is mainly targeted at fencing in areas or keeping livestock from riparian, which are the borderlands between the lakes, streams, any type of wetlands, any type of water and land areas. So if there's anything where you want to look at fencing for that, this is the program. Now this one has cross fencing is also included in it, which is included in the OFCAF program. And I think from what I understand, there could be some issues if you've already got some for a particular land location. But if you've applied for one land location and you have another land location, you can apply for it. Now, where this is better than the OFCAF program is that you can add in portable water systems, tanks, pumping systems, which weren't in the other one. So there's a little bit more to it. So keep that in mind. If you want to add legumes to an existing stand, you can do that in this program. Something also interesting is getting doing targeted grazing for invasive plants. So this would be bringing in something like goats to take care of weedy areas or bushy or woody areas. It's an interesting one that I hadn't thought of, which is in here. Now, this is an interesting one. If you have annual crops and you want to convert them to native forages or tame forages, there is funding in here to help you out with this. And something interesting on this one is that they pay you an opportunity cost. They have it listed here as $200. It's over the 3 years of the program, $200 per acre. So what it does is it helps you to overcome the cost that it would, or the conversion cost, because you could probably be making more money in annual production. But if you want to bring back native or tame forages into it, you can get some extra funding to help you out with that. So interesting program if you are looking at doing that in some areas. If you're not looking at doing an entire pasture or entire area, there are ways to, or there's funding available for things like, they're calling them strips or grass waterways or salinity areas. So any areas where things just aren't really growing well, and I've talked about this in a lot of previous podcasts, if they're not growing well, they're not producing for you, why not put them back into a natural system? And so, because there can be pollinator effects, there is also funding in here for establishing what they call eco buffers and shelter belts and pollinator strips. And so that's also part of this funding. But you can get the benefits of that, but you can also get your costs in doing it covered. And also this opportunity cost, which they are to help give you some money to for the loss in use for an annual production until it kind of gets up and running. Something really interesting in here is that they're going to help you with intercropping. And this, unlike the OFCAF program, you can harvest the crop as a cash crop. So you can be putting in it's only two is specified. It doesn't look like multiple, but multiple gets very complicated very fast. There has to be a pulse seed in it, like a nitrogen producing seed. But it does let you try out intercropping. It also lets you try out cover crop cocktails, which I'm not a big fan of because I think you can get them too complicated and they don't do a whole lot. Or they can not do things well. If they when you get too much diversity in there, sometimes they don't do anything well, but that's another topic. But you have to, at least with their cover crop cocktails, it has to have three or more annual crops put in there. And this can be taken off for forage or grazed or whatever, as far as I understand it. But it does help you with these two scenarios, the cover crop cocktails. So cover cropping and intercropping. Now, again, if you have applied in off-calf for cover crops, you may have a challenge in this one, but those are things that I'm still learning and working out in the program. So just as a few final comments on this part of it is that if there's anything where you're looking at putting in natural areas or enhancing trees or shelter belts, if you've thought of pollinator strips or just letting things go back to nature, please check out the program first, get a hold of me, because there could be a significant funding for you to do this. There is also a component, I did mention this, with wetlands. You can get help for wetland restoration or construction of a new one. And so this one is fairly significant because if you are looking at doing this, the payment is actually put at $1,000 per acre, just a flat payment to help you do this. This is something that if you're interested in it, get a hold of me. I'm not sure if I have all of the technical skills on this because it is a little out of the scope of my normal practice area. But if you are looking at doing this, I can help you find the people that will be able to help you in this. But yeah, if there's an area in your field that's or in your landscape that is should have been a wetland or was a wetland, and you just think maybe it'd be better if it just went back to that, I'd highly encourage you to check this out. Because the benefits, wetlands were taken out over the last century, but their benefit is that when we do get big rains, that's where all the water goes, and it can handle it. So they can actually enhance the area around because they take up the water, and then you can still farm nearby them. So with that, this is an overview of the new program that has been announced. I'll be going into more detail on it over the time because it's a long program. It's a 5-year agreement. We're only just kind of digesting the details, and things can change. They can adapt them over time. So this is just the beginning, but I hope that you'll check it out. And if you have any questions, please get a hold of me. I'd love to help you out with this.